You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
And here it is, Monday night with the Britpop Show. Welcome, everybody. That was the Happy Mondays, obviously, Step On, which most people don't realise was a cover. I've just pulled that out, just out of nowhere. I really hope I'm right. Happy Mondays, and Happy Monday to everybody. Obviously, last Monday was a bank holiday. Next Monday is a bank holiday, so this is very much the meat in the sandwich, the horrible meat in the sandwich, because the bread of two bank holidays is a place we'd much rather be. But, of course, we've got that next week. And I will still be here next week. Don't you worry. Right, I'm going to start before I tell you what the theme is. And the theme is actually more of an event like we did a couple of weeks ago rather than a full-on theme. But before we do that, I'm going to leave you not with Oxford's Finest, because that's probably Supergrass or somebody like that, but with somebody who's, you know, hanging on their coattails. This is the Candy Skins.
We could go out, it's up to you. Or we could sit around with nothing much to do. Cut your hair short, you should let it grow. I made a list of all the places we should go. But it's not that easy to make you believe me. Didn't you know? It's what you say and everything you do. I'm gonna
So the event this week for the Britpop Show is the release, the imminent release of a brand new album by The Supernaturals. But before we do that, there is also another album we're looking forward to, at least I'm looking forward to, and that is the acoustic version of Attack of the Grey Lantern. And Paul Draper on Facebook said that he was just remixing it with, he's got a chorus, a choir for Dark Mavis. So imagine this, acoustic with a choir.
To take big
Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation.
Bit of Easy World, Second Amendment. Right, this next one is dedicated to Sophie, and I'm going to need next give you an explanation. Right, so Sophie is my mate Paul's daughter, and Paul is about, you know, early 50s, and Sophie is probably about 19, 20, and lives in America and has lived in America since she was quite small. But because Paul educated her correctly, she loves a bit of Britpop, and she in particular loves a bit of Radiohead, which are definitely Britpop. Let's stop it there. And she sent him a message, and he forwarded it to me the other day. And she said was, "God, to be in England during the Britpop era, I actually hate you, Sophie." We lived it. Midway through university was the Blur Oasis chart battle. Music was good. Live music was everywhere. And it was none of the nonsense you hear nowadays. It was all good. But the fact that you appreciate that means you get a song dedicated to you. Here's some Radiohead. Thank you.
conversation. You'll be the one who cannot talk. All your insides fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who hate you when you think you got the world.
We've had a request, and you know I love a request, but when you make a request, please, come on, I'm going to throw it out there now. Make sure you get the name of the song right. We had a request from Karen of Manic Street Preachers, but she wants Motorcycle Madness. I assume she means this.
Thank you.
Right, now, remind me why we were here. Oh, yes, we have a theme, and that theme is the fact that the Supernaturals are releasing a new album. A new album by the Supernaturals, who would have thought it? It's called Show Tunes, and it's out next week, and you can get it, I think you can order it now, as an LP. It looks like a limited edition vinyl, which looks pretty cool. And they say, we might have a chance of getting a good placing in the Scottish bands called the Supernaturals, releasing an album called Show Tunes chart. Bit of irony there, but let's support them. Let's see what we can do to push them up the rankings as much as we can. And let's remind you of their biggest hit. Now, listen up. The way this show works is that we give you loads of information that you could easily find on the internet or some other Google search, but nevertheless, we make it sound like it's our own. And that's exactly what I've done here. I've got the information on the Supernaturals' brand new album. So it's released on the 2nd of May. It's a limited edition vinyl. I think it's only £100, and you can get it from last night from Glasgow. Now, listen, this is the track listing. And I always think about this. You look at the track list and you think, oh, I wonder which one of those will be my favourite songs. One of these, I haven't yet heard it, and it might well be my favourite song by the Supernaturals. So side one, there's 14 songs. Don't Let the Past Catch Up With You, We Were On Fire, Roy Wouldn't, I wonder what that one's about, She Is the Reason, Of Human Bondage, Wonder what that one's about. Clockwork Orange and Delgato. That's side one. Side two, Turn It Around. Ironic, because you just flipped the record. If You Can't Love Yourself, Burn the Witch. Spirit, Killed by Submarines. They love submarine in a title, don't they? Long Live Love. I hadn't even read that one out. I'm glad I got that one right. And The Dread, which sounds a great name for a song, especially the one, the last one on their album. Right, it's not just the Supernaturals that are causing waves, or at least causing people to talk about them. Oasis are obviously, everyone's talking about Oasis. But most recently, I saw something where they were talking about, Noel Gallagher was talking. First of all, he was talking about System of a Down, and he said, look, System of a Down are literally the worst band I've ever seen. He said, that's something pretty amazing, isn't it? Of all the bands you've ever heard, System of a Down top it as the worst band ever. But that's not what I'm here to tell you about. It's to tell you about their link with The Verve. And so essentially, he was talking about Richard Ashcroft, and he said he dedicated and I think wrote Cast No Shadow about Richard Ashcroft, because The Verve's second album, A Northern Soul, was released in July 95, and Owen Morris, who'd worked on Definitely Maybe, he produced it. And Liam Gallagher did some hand claps on History, which was like one of the songs on it. But despite some of the success, a lot of people felt that The Verve hadn't achieved their potential, and Noel Gallagher was one of those. And he told Select magazine, he always seemed to me to be not very happy about what was going on around him, almost trying too hard. I always felt he was born in the wrong place, and he was trying to say the right things, but they came out wrong. And as a result, he wrote Cast No Shadow for him. So let's remind you a little bit about what The Verve are about, and then, of course, play some Cast No Shadow.
This talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me. Is she laid down on your side? Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on the losing streak as I pass down my old street. And if you want a show, then just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. This baby, baby, ooh, if heaven.
drugs don't work. They just make you.
Back to the 90s.
Here's a thought for every man who tries to understand what is in it.
We have had a message from Bok, and Bok says, "Hello, David. Top tunes, top show. Well, you are a top man for saying that. Thank you very much, Bok." Now, the other thing I like to do, and you know this, is I like to look at the statistics. I'm a bit of a stato, and I like to see where people are listening to the show. And it caught my eye, because you get a map and you can zoom in. It caught my eye that somebody was listening in Honolulu. In the last 30 days, someone has listened to the show in Honolulu. Amazing. Now, 40%, 41% in fact, of the audience is United Kingdom. 20% United States. I'm quite proud of that. Canada, 10%. Australia, Japan. Japan's only 3%, but I can live with that. UAE is nearly overtaking Japan, 2.5%. And then you're into the minor places. France, Spain, Germany. Maybe it's the language thing, not quite sure. Mexico, Hong Kong, Israel, Netherlands, India, Cyprus, Norway, Italy, Taiwan. I like that one. And then the other is 3.9%. That's the last 30 days, people. That's not, you know, always. Right, my mate Steve, he is in a very famous band, but he's doing a covers band. He's doing a festival, and he's trying to work out what songs to play. And he had a band practice at the weekend, and one of the songs he decided to play was The Wonder Stuff. So Steve is playing for he's doing some covers, and I promise you they're not all Britpop stuff, but he loves a bit of Supergrass, so he's also played a Supergrass song. Guess which one it is? You've got about 9 seconds.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop. We'll be right back.
Could be a good set list. Let's hope they don't muck it up. Now, of course, Supergrass are going on tour. They're going on tour very soon. 6th of May it starts, so not long now. They start at Liverpool. They end at the Cornwall Great Estate Festival, which is not the Scoria House Festival, incidentally, even though I did a podcast about them and nobody even mentioned it. Not that I'm bothered. Right, I'm going to finish. That's it. Thank you very much for listening. See you on the flip side. I'm going to leave you with a band called Haven, technically not Britpop, but close enough. Thanks, as ever, for listening. See you on the flip side.
Hits from the 1990s.
I can't be one.